Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place Tuesday Tip with Belinda Ellsworth. Our tip today is about a scarcity mindset versus an abundancy mindset. I see this too often in business and in regular everyday life, and I always just wonder why people grab onto a scarcity mindset and then hang on to it forever. It really inhibits what people are able to accomplish and what they're able to do, and it also creates a level of just dissatisfaction or unhappiness and really stops you from achieving what probably you all have within you to do something incredible. So let's just talk about the difference for a moment. A scarcity mindset is when you feel that there is a limited amount of availability or possibilities for everyone. So if someone is too successful or someone takes too much of the pie, so to speak, then there's not going to be enough left for everyone else. It is that certain people are entitled and get more opportunities, therefore, it's never going to work out for you. This is the one I hear all of the time. Well, she's got it made because blah, 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 because X, Y, Z. And in reality, nobody's got it made. They probably worked really, really hard, made really good connections, and believed that they could. That's really where that comes from. But the scarcity mindset believes that it's something else, and that person is entitled, and because they have it, then they're not entitled to it as well. An abundancy mindset believes that there is enough to go around for everyone, that there is an unlimited amount of possibilities and success to go around, and that anyone truly can do whatever they set their mind to doing. An abundancy mindset means that great things are coming your way, and you believe that it's possible and that you just have to make the right connections, work hard enough, master your craft, do all of the things that we've talked about in many of our other sessions. So let's talk about five ways to help you get out of this scarcity mindset, because I see it holding people back every single day. I have worked a lot in the direct sales industry for about 40 plus years, and I speak to many other industries as well, but this is one that I have spent a lot of time working in, especially early on in my career. And I really see this all of the time of people are afraid to introduce other people to the business because they're afraid that they are going to take away the business that they have, that somehow that's all the business that there is, that they have this one client that's loyal, that spends a lot of money. And if that person were to end up becoming a sales rep, then they would no longer have this incredible, awesome client who buys from them on a regular basis. And in reality, that person could have 25 to 50 awesome clients herself. And then you would be growing a large network and making a lot more money than just making money on the one particular customer. I see this over and over, and people cannot get past the fact that there is tons of customers out there. And you're going to find them if you continue to look, if you continue to treat people right, if you continue to network and ask for referrals. We're going to do another segment on referrals in a future Tuesday tip, because that is a key ingredient for success as well. But right now, let's talk about how to get over this scarcity mindset. First, focus on what you have. Scarcity mindset people constantly focus on what they don't have. They're constantly focused on how life isn't fair. They didn't get a great break like someone else. They don't have enough. They don't have the resources. They don't have the money. They don't have the education. They look at everything about what they don't have and what's going to stop them from being successful. An abundancy mindset looks at all of the assets that you do have, the intelligence that you have, or the connections that you've made, or the people that you know that might be able to help you or connect you to someone else who might be able to help you. They always believe that there is an answer and that there is a resource that is out there. If they just keep looking, they're going to be able to find it. When you look at what you do have, you also get pretty excited and you stay in a mindset of gratitude. That's going to be another one of our top five ways to lose this scarcity mindset. So number one is focus on what you do have and not what you don't have or what's not possible. Number two is surround yourself with people that have an abundancy mindset. This is what I really say. You've heard that old saying, misery commiserates misery. And it's really true because when you get a group of people and they do seem to flock together, they'll say, oh yeah, you know, what happened to so-and-so. And everybody wants to one-up the really bad hand of cards that they've been dealt in life. And the more you continue to tell this story, to listen to these stories, your brain begins to believe it. I had a guest on my show just recently, and I've heard this said in many different ways, but so true is that your brain does not know the difference between a lie and the truth. And so whatever you feed your brain, that is going to become your reality. And when you surround yourself with scarcity-minded people all of the time who are constantly talking about what a bad hand they've been dealt and how life isn't fair for them and it doesn't matter what they do because it won't make a difference anyway, you hear that and your brain believes it. Yet if you hang around and surround yourself with people that have an abundancy mindset, they're always challenging you to say, well, how would you do that? How would that work? They ask questions. They give you resources. They tell you, I have a friend. I can connect you with that friend. Do you know how many times that I have said to people, well, hey, I've got a connection. I could introduce you to them. I think that they'd probably be able to help you. And I have had people say right to my face, no, that's okay. You know, it probably isn't going to matter anyway. And I don't want to waste your time or their time. So they obviously see that it isn't going to matter, even if they have a really awesome connection, because their belief system is that it won't matter anyway. So surround yourself with people that have an abundancy mindset, and guess what? Your brain will start to believe that that's a possibility for you as well. You will start to think differently about what's around you. Number three is create win-win situations. All of the time, people feel that if there's a winner, then there is a loser. And so when they look at a possibility for someone else, or if they win, then that means that somehow they're being taken advantage of. I recently was working on a contract with someone, and it really wasn't a win-win situation. And so I said to the individual, hey, of course I want you to win, but I got to win in this too. We need to create a win-win. And right now, the win is only for yourself. And so here's a couple of other possibilities that I think we can work with. And if we can create a win-win-win all the way around so that everybody wins, then we're going to have a really great deal here. And the people went back to the drawing board and said, okay, we're going to try to make that happen. And then they gave me what I wanted instead of me saying, oh, I'm just completely getting screwed in this situation. They're trying to take money from me. I just stopped and said, well, hey, guys, this isn't really a level playing field here. So why don't we work toward the middle of creating a level playing field and creating a win-win for both of us? And then we're both going to walk away happy and we're going to create a good deal and both of us are going to make a lot of money. What do you say to that? That was my attitude as soon as I received this contract. So guess what? We're back to the drawing board and we're looking at the contract again. That is the mindset that you need to have all of the time to create win-win situations and quit looking at life as a loser and a winner and look at it as we could all be winners if we find the right path, if we continue onward, if we help other people get where they want to be. that is the other thing, is I see people all the time that don't want to help other people get ahead because they're afraid if they help them, then somehow that makes them the loser. And the more that you share, the more that you offer advice, the more you give to other people, I've seen it throughout my entire career, the more opportunities that come your way. It's almost like you pay it forward because it might not come back right from that situation. And that's what people also are always looking for is, well, if I do this, then I expect this in return. And that's just not how life works. You do something for someone, and guess what? You're going to have someone do something really awesome for you that has absolutely nothing at all to do with the thing in which you were providing resources or help or guidance to another individual. Number four is practice gratitude daily. You know, I've heard this forever, and I know you guys have heard me tell this story, but I practiced it in and out. Like sometimes I would do it and because I have a pretty great positive mindset anyway. So it wasn't like I felt like, oh, I need to do this to help me get out of this scarcity mindset. But when COVID happened, I had to get serious about staying positive because I was in a what the world are we going to do mindset. And I immediately thought, I can't be in this place. I've got to be in a really good creative mindset. And so I had heard so much recently about gratitude, and it just continues on about, first of all, people that have a mindset of gratitude cannot have fear and sadness at the exact same time. Like it will wash away that fear and that sadness when you look at all the things that you have right in front of you and what you have to be grateful for and what you have to work with. So practice gratitude. Journaling is a great way. Everyday list the five things that you are grateful for. That is what I did at the very beginning of COVID. And I have to tell you, that is what allowed me to completely turn my business around 360. And now I'm doing my business much different than the way I did. If I would have continued to say, how am I going to earn income? How am I going to make a living? Because this is the way I've always made a living. I can tell you that we would have had to close our business. And that's all there is to it. And I didn't see that as an option. So I said, okay, I need to keep my mind in a healthy mindset so I can remain creative. Because when you have a mindset of gratitude, you are more optimistic and you are more creative. And it's just really amazing. There's so much science and so much research that's been done that you actually have a better mental and physical well-being when you practice gratitude. So practice gratitude daily. And number five, and this one is harder to do, but when you do it, oh my gosh, it's so exciting. And that is train your brain to recognize possibilities. Many of us, as soon as something goes wrong, we accept it as our fate. Oh, and we say things like, oh, I knew that was going to happen. I knew that this was never going to work out. Again, your brain believes you, and that's going to continue to become your reality. When I'm faced with a challenge or a situation, the very first thing that I do is say, okay, what can I do to make this better? What can I do, or who can I reach out to? Who might have a solution? And I practice this on my team. When my team comes and they're like, well, we're not going to be able to do that because that isn't going to work and that isn't going to work and that is going to cause this. It got to be every week in staff meetings, it was, well, that's going to be really difficult. That really isn't going to work, to the point where I finally said, guys, don't tell me what, I do want to hear what we need to be looking for, like things that we need to be mindful of, but you need to come with it. If you're going to present it, then come with a solution. I need you to have a solution at the exact same time. So if you're going to come to me with things that aren't going to work, that's fine, but then give me the solution to how we're going to fix it or how we're going to make it work. So I need you to flip your mindset to be solution-oriented instead of this fatalistic, attitude that we can't move forward with this project or this plan because it simply isn't going to work out. This is it's a harder thing to do. Practicing gratitude actually is just a habit. And it's not difficult to do, but it's difficult to make it a habit. And then once you do make it a habit, then it's pretty awesome. And it's amazing at the relationships that it helps develop and that you'll have stronger relationships with people. It's amazing at how you'll view life. It's amazing at your peace of mind and a level of happiness that you will have. So that one isn't really hard to do. Again, focusing on what you have versus what you don't have and looking at resources, that's can be a little more difficult, but it's not really hard to do. Create win-win situations. Well, this one becomes a little bit more difficult, but I have to tell you, surrounding yourself with really positive people, that's not really hard to do. You can recognize when someone is being just a naysayer and they're constantly complaining, they're complainers all of the time. You can choose, you know what? Yeah, this was my best friend from high school or whatever. Or, oh, it's a relative. You're like, you don't have to spend all your time with them. You can limit the amount of time. Do what you have to do, but then don't spend long periods of time. But the last one, it really truly is. It takes more persistence. It takes diligence. It takes really thinking about it to get your brain to start thinking about possibilities instead of roadblocks. So when you see a roadblock, you say, okay, what do I need to do to go around this? I try to use this analogy all the time of going to this awesome party. You know, if you were invited to the most awesome party ever and you started driving there and you suddenly ran into a detour or a roadblock, would you give up on the party and turn around and say, well, I've hit a roadblock, I've hit a detour here, so I guess I'm going to have to turn around and go home? No, your brain would say, man, I got to get to this party. So I got to find another way. You would pick up a roadmap. You would follow the detour signs. You would go around. And you know why? Because it's something pretty simple as a roadblock. And there typically is what? Detour signs. But when it comes to your life's dreams, and when it comes to your career choices, and when it comes to things that matter, I'm amazed at the minute people run into a roadblock, they say, oh, I knew that wasn't going to work. I just had to give up on that. And so I had this great idea, but then I ran into this situation. And I said, well, then what did you do? Well, then I just quit. Well, there wasn't anything else to do. There's always something else to do. There's always another way to go. There's always another way to turn around. And sometimes, you know, I have hit multiple roadblocks. And then I stop and say, okay, is the universe here telling me that, wow, maybe this is not what I need to do? And sometimes I quit pushing it so hard then after I've taken it so far, and I take a step back and I reanalyze and say, okay, what part of this then is working or what part isn't? But I don't give up. I don't give up on an idea. I just rethink it or reposition it. So these are 5 tips that will help you to go from a scarcity mindset to an abundancy mindset. And I can tell you, when you live in an abundancy mindset, the world is your oyster and things come to you. And when you live in a scarcity mindset, guess what? More roadblocks come to you. I see it all the time. And I think it's because you're always telling everybody about all the roadblocks you have. And the more that you say those things, the more your mind believes them as truth. So that's your Tuesday tip for today. And tune in on Mondays for our business entrepreneur interviews and on Thursdays for our artistic interviews with our artist. Both of these are really great because so much can be learned from each other. One is really great at the business aspect, while the other is really great at building a fan base. So it's really fun what we can learn from each other. See you next time on our Tuesday Tip.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.